Have you ever had a child or a baby kitchen with a sloppy, wet kitchen?
Dishwater.
Amen. That's how the love of God is.
Amen.
If we will receive his love, it will go to every part.
Mm-hmm.
It won't miss anything.
Amen.
It won't miss anything.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God, we thank you for your presence.
Yes.
We thank you for your presence, Lord. Yes. We give you glory and we give you praise. Hallelujah. We just say thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you for your presence. We yield to you, Father. We just yield to you, Jesus. We say, Holy Spirit, have your way.
Have your way.
Have your way. We yield our agenda to your agenda.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, last week I thought I had delivered the last message for right now on the heart, and I was going to go on into the presence of God. And then I was asking the Lord about what to give today, and he brought me back to the heart, so I guess this will be the last one. Since Thanksgiving is coming up, the Lord led me and gave me a message on a heart of Thanksgiving. A heart of Thanksgiving. And isn't that so nice? Because this morning, before I even delivered the message, we have a heart of Thanksgiving. But you know, it's easy to have a heart of thanksgiving in the presence of God in the service.
Yes.
When the anointing of God is flowing and we're feeling his presence.
Yes.
But God wants us to have a heart of thanksgiving all the time.
Yes.
In every situation,
yes.
We need to have a heart of thanksgiving.
Yes.
Matter of fact, our heart needs to be full of thanksgiving to Jesus.
Yes.
We need to have a heart full of thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a heart full of thanksgiving, you won't be depressed or defeated.
Amen.
Because your heart is full of the Lord.
Yes.
And full of thanks unto him. Everyone, even the unsaved, has something to be thankful for.
Yes.
Even in your worst circumstances, there can be thanksgiving.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
There can be thanksgiving.
Yes.
Amen. A heart of thanksgiving. A heart of thanksgiving. We are a people that so many times we fail to give God thanks. We're so busy about what we want and what we need. We fail to thank God for what we already have.
Yes.
How we already are being blessed.
Mm-hmm.
But we need not forget to have a heart of thanksgiving. Always thanking God for his goodness. Because God, he's good what? All the time. He's good all the time. We need to always thank him because what? Every day we got a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Every day we wake up. Mm-hmm. Every day we got the sunshine. Mm-hmm. Every day, even when it's raining, we got a blessing.
Yes.
I often will be traveling when it's cold during the wintertime and I go somewhere and I come back. And my thoughts go to the fact of, Lord, I thank you. I got a warm house to go to.
Amen.
Some people might not think that way, but I said, I thank you. I got a warm house to go to.
Yes.
I've seen homeless people.
Yes.
I've seen people on the street that didn't have a home to go to.
Amen.
One time we went to L.A. to minister at the Dream Center. We went down on a street in L.A., but it wasn't a street. It was like a whole city within the city.
Mm.
It was blocks and blocks of homeless people. Right. There were dilapidated apartments where some people lived in, and some people just lined up on the street.
Mm.
I had never seen such in all my life. I have never seen so many homeless people in all my life.
40-some blocks.
Mm-hmm.
40-some blocks.
It was a lot of blocks. We didn't even cover them all. It was a lot of blocks. And we were ministering to the people on the homeless people on the streets. And matter of fact, when I got back to where we were standing, I had a journal because my heart was so heavy and so full of what I had seen.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, when you're out there, I met one man. He was homeless. Didn't have any place to live. He had his belongings with him.
Yes.
And we asked him what he needed prayer for. You would think he'd want prayer for a place to live or something else. But he said, I want you to pray for my mother because she don't know the Lord.
Wow.
I want you to pray for my mother because she does not know the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
He was a person that had a heart full of thanksgiving. He was thankful that he was saved. He was thankful that he knew the Lord. He was thankful he was living. He was thankful for what he had. How can a person like that be thankful in a situation he's in and not think of himself, but think about his mother?
Yes.
That needed salvation.
Yes.
A thankful heart or a heart full of thanksgiving, you don't think about yourself all the time.
No.
You think about others.
Mm-hmm.
You think about the needs of others.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians 5:18. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. A heart of thanksgiving. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says this. I'll give you a little time to get there. You all be probably familiar with it. In everything, give thanks.
Yes.
In how many things?
Everything.
In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. What? For you. It's the will of God that we give thanks in everything. The good, the bad, the ugly.
Yeah.
Give him thanks.
Yes.
I don't care how good it is, give him thanks.
Yeah.
How bad it is, give him thanks. Yeah. How ugly it might look, but give him thanks. And it's not easy. It's easy when everything is doing good to give him thanks. Everything's working out your way. Your prayers being answered. It's easy to give God thanks. But what about in the when bad happens?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said bad happens to everybody. So what happens when the bad happens? It's not so easy to give God thanks.
Mm-hmm.
But the word of God said, in everything, give him thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Always remember that our Father God does this. Whatever he says to do, we have the ability and the grace to do it.
Mm-hmm.
If the Bible said in everything, give thanks, guess what? In everything, we have the ability and the grace to give thanks.
That's right.
To give thanks.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband passed away, which was almost 12 years ago now. First time in my life, I was alone in a house with nobody. I grew up with 8 other brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And I left my mom and dad's house and went to my husband's apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So I had never lived alone.
Wow.
I had never been alone. I have never been responsible for my own bills, my own whatever, you know. Never.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to learn to redefine my life being a single person without my husband.
Wow.
So guess what I did? Every time a challenge would come, every time sadness would come, every time an enemy would say, you're not going to make it. How are you going to do this? How are you going to do that? Guess what I would do? I remember that scripture that says, in everything,
mm-hmm.
give thanks. And I just began to thank God. I just began to praise God.
Yes.
In the midst of feeling lonely, I said, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
In the midst of missing my husband, I said, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
In the midst of wondering how I was going to do everything by myself,
yes.
when he died, whatever he was getting left to.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know, so in everything, I started giving thanks. When everybody went home, you know how people come, they'll come and sit with you for a while. They'll come and get you comfortable for a while. They'll call for a while. That's about it. Everybody goes home.
Yeah.
Everybody goes back to their life.
Right.
And there you are. But I said, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
I said, I'm here all by myself, but thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
I praise you. I
yes.
give you thanks.
Hallelujah.
And guess what happened? The more I thank the Lord, the more the loneliness left. The more I thank the Lord, the more everything else left. The more I thank the Lord, everything started working out.
Yes.
So I gave him thanks and I gave him praise.
Yes.
In the midst of a tough situation,
mm-hmm.
in the midst of a situation where some people will grieve and grieve and
mm-hmm.
grieve and can't get out of grief.
Mm-hmm.
But if you grieve over something that you've lost and you don't thank and praise God, you have put yourself in a place where you're not going anywhere.
You know what?
You have stopped yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You have stopped yourself from going forward. You ain't even going backwards. You just stuck. But if you get rid of that by thanking God and giving him praise, then you can move forward. Then you can look forward. Let's look at Philippians 4, 6. Philippians 4, 6. Another opportunity to praise God. Philippians 4, 6 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God.
Yes.
How many of you have ever worried about anything? Did anyone worry last week? Amen, Mary. So the scripture says, don't worry about anything. That be anxious to me. Don't worry about anything. Mm-hmm. You know what I found out? If I worry, it doesn't add anything to what I need. It doesn't help anything.
Makes your problem bigger.
Make it bigger. Because worry is what? Worry is actually what? Exalting the problem.
Yes.
You focus on the problem, so you're making it bigger. Like Dan said, you're making it bigger. So worry doesn't get us anywhere. So don't worry. But
in everything.
By prayer,
yes,
and supplication, mm-hmm, put some thanksgiving in it. Mm-hmm. Put some thanksgiving in it. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. It ain't like I want it, but thank you, Jesus. I don't have what I want, but thank you, Jesus. It ain't turned out like I want it to turn out, but thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Don't know where I'm going to go from here, but thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Sometimes, mm-hmm, God, I don't know how I'm going to pay for this, but thank you,
Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There have been times when I was in between jobs and had no job, but I don't have a job, but thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. And then let your request be made known to God.
Yes.
Put that request on the end. All that, don't worry.
Yeah.
All that prayer and supplication. All that thanksgiving, and then let God know what you need.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Let him know what you need. So in every circumstance, pray, give God thanks, and then let him know your request.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at Philippians 4, 6. We're going to look at the same one we just did. It's going to be in the Passion Translation. Philippians 4, 6. But the Passion Translation says this. Don't be pulled in different directions or worried about a thing. Be saturated in prayer throughout each day, offering your faith, your request before God, and overflowing in gratitude. And then at last verse, I like, tell him every detail in your life.
Yeah.
Tell him every detail. Tell him every detail. In the midst of your thanksgiving and thanking God, tell him every detail.
Mm-hmm.
You know how some of us say, we don't like to tell nothing. We want to keep it all on the inside.
Whoa.
God just waiting for us to tell it. Just waiting for us to thank him in the midst of it. Then tell him about it. And we just holding in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Lord, you know, I got this. I can do this on my own. I can work this out all on my own, God. I don't even need to bother you with this, Lord. I got this. Young folks like to say that. I got this. And I ain't got nothing.
No, we don't.
It ain't got nothing. So every detail, tell God every detail. Tell him every detail. I used to be a person to hold things in. I wouldn't tell God everything. But now I've learned to tell God everything. You know why you need to tell him everything? Well, God knows everything anyway.
Right.
If you don't tell him, he still knows it.
Right.
So you might as well tell him and bring it to him and let him know all about it. Let's look at Hebrews 13, 15. So we're supposed to thank God and praise him in every situation, every circumstance, no matter what it is. And Hebrews 13, 15 says this, therefore by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name.
Mm-hmm.
So praise and thanksgiving is sometimes what? A sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because we don't always feel like thanking God.
Mm-hmm.
We don't always feel like praising God.
Mm-hmm.
And to tell the truth about the matter, sometimes folks get mad with God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to tell him thank you and praise him when you're mad with him.
Wow.
I don't know if you ever been mad with God or not, but sometimes people get mad with God. God, why you didn't do this? Why you didn't do that? You know, God, why you let this happen, God? Why you let that happen, God? And I'm thinking to myself, God didn't let it happen. He ain't controlling everything.
Right.
He gave us what? Free will. We have the right to choose.
Right.
And people around us got the right to choose. If somebody does something bad to you, then they chose to do that. God didn't ordain it.
That's right.
God didn't,
that's right.
He just allowed them to do it. They did it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I always praise the sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to praise him in every situation. Even when we make the wrong choices, and we do.
Mm-hmm.
We have and we do.
Mm-hmm.
We're probably going to make some more wrong choices.
Mm-hmm.
But when we make wrong choices, even in those times we make wrong choices, we need to sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to God.
Hallelujah.
Okay, God, I blew it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't pretend you didn't blow it.
Yeah.
don't pretend you didn't do it. that won't get you nowhere. You might as well say, God, I blew it. I didn't do what I was supposed to do.
Amen.
And sometimes we got to say it this way. God, you told me what to do, and I did what I wanted to do. I didn't do what you told me to do. I'm sorry,
yeah.
Lord. I repent.
Yeah.
You know, and then give a sacrifice of thanksgiving and praise. Okay, Lord, I thank you. I thank you because the word says all my sins are forgiven, past, present, and future. Jesus died one time on the cross. He's not going to die no more. So that sin I just committed, that not being obedient, it was on the cross. Thank God it's on the cross. So I receive my forgiveness. So that's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. And I just demonstrated the next point is we can open our mouth and give the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. You got to open your mouth and give it. Open your mouth and give it. A lot of times we think thanksgiving and praise, we can just do it on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to thank God on the inside. I got to thank my heart. My mouth ain't saying nothing, but I got to thank my heart. The Bible says what? Out of the abundance of the heart,
the mouth speaks.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
And if you have an abundance of thanksgiving in your heart, your mouth is going to speak it.
Yes.
Your mouth is going to speak it. Let's look at Ephesians 5:18. You're going to do 18, 19, and 20. And this is a good scripture because sometimes this scripture has been taken out of context. Ephesians 5:20 has been taken out of context. We're going to look at it today the way it's really supposed to be. The way the Holy Spirit had the writers write it in context. Ephesians 5:18 says, and do not be drunk with wine, and which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking to one another in hymns, in songs and hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Made me think about something. We got a psalmist here today, Valerie. She's a great psalmist. Singing and making melody to the Lord and writing songs from her heart.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So don't take verse 20 out of context. It says, giving thanks always for all things. Some people think that means I'm supposed to give thanks for stuff the devil does. No, you don't. You don't thank God for the bad stuff that the devil does because God's not in that.
That's right.
So don't take it out of context.
Amen.
So what's this script, these scriptures saying? Who was the author talking to? He was talking to the church.
Yes.
What was the discussion? Discussion was them coming together in worship and fellowship. He said, when you're coming together, you be worshiping, having fellowship, don't be drunk with wine. They might have been doing communion. Somebody might a little bit more communion than they were supposed to. So don't drunk be fucking wine, but be what? Filled with the Spirit. And in your worship session, you know, speak to one another in psalms and hymns. The Holy Ghost break out a song and Benson, let Benson sing. Yeah. Let him break out and sing. You know, if somebody else have a spiritual song or a singing or want to make melody to the Lord in their hearts, let them do it. Mm-hmm. Let them do it. Give thanks for the songs and the hymns and the spiritual songs. Give thanks for the singing and the making of melody in your heart to the Lord. Be thankful for everything the Holy Spirit is doing in your service. Mm-hmm. That's what you give thanks for, all things. Mm-hmm. Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in the midst of your worship service. When all this is going on, thank God for it. Mm-hmm. Don't be unthankful, saying, well, she ought to shut up and sit down. I'm ready to go home. I want to go home. I want to go shopping. I want to do this. I want to do that. But be thankful.
Amen.
Thank God for the hymn and the song that the sister singing and the brother singing.
Yeah.
Be thankful. Yeah. You know, be thankful for all things the Holy Spirit is doing. Mm-hmm. Be thankful for all the songs, all the hymns, all the spiritual songs, all the melodies in the worship service. So like today, we were giving thanks and worshiping God before I started the message. Be thankful. Maybe that day you're not feeling like being very thankful. Maybe that day you're thinking about something, you're worried about something, and you're not in the worship with everybody else. But be thankful that worship is going on.
Yes.
Be thankful somebody's praising God.
Yes.
Be thankful the Holy Spirit is moving.
Yes. Yeah.
Because the more it moves, after a while, it's going to get on you.
Yes.
It's going to get on you. Mm-hmm. If you sit there and be thankful.
Yes.
And allow the Holy Spirit to move, it's going to get on you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit about David. David was a man of thanksgiving. A lot of the songs, David wrote the songs, thanking God and praising God.
Mm-hmm.
I just finished a study I've been taking online, so I'm going to incorporate some of that in the sermon this morning. Think about David. David went through a lot. When Samuel went to anoint a king at Jesse's house, Jesse had what, 7 sons besides David, I think?
Mm-hmm.
But what did Jesse do? He didn't go to the field and get David. Mm-hmm. Didn't he call David up to be anointed? And when Samuel went and tried to anoint a king, none of the boys that Jesse had there, and Samuel thought, was king.
Mm-hmm.
And so Samuel said, have you got another son? Yeah, you know, a little ruddy one. He ain't very much. He died tending the sheep. He ain't big and tall and handsome like the rest of my sons. You know, there ain't too much in him. So he's down there at the sheep. So Samuel said, well, go get him. Bring him up here.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was anointed king. So first, David was rejected by his own father from being king because his father didn't think he was worthy. And then when he went to a battle against the Philistine, David was still tending the sheep. And his brother was in the battle, but David was home.
Yeah.
And every time he would come to the battle, they would say, what you coming down here for? Go back and tend them sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And one time David heard them talking about killing Goliath. And what you going to get when you kill Goliath?
Mm-hmm.
And David probably thought, I killed a bear. Mm-hmm. I killed a lion.
Yep.
And I'm going to get all this stuff for killing Goliath.
Mm-hmm.
And we know the story. David killed Goliath. He was rejected by his brothers in that process.
Mm-hmm.
And then because he killed Goliath, Saul brought him to the palace, had him fight in battles, had him do all this stuff for him. And then when the daughters of Jerusalem sung that Saul slayed his 1,000, but David 10,000, Saul got jealous. So he rejected David and tried to kill him. David went to a city to hide out. And Saul put out a reward for him. And he asked, David asked God, I said, God, are they going to turn me in? God said, yeah, they're going to turn you in. So he rejected them. Then he went to the Philistine, and they let him stay with them. And they gave him a city called Ziklag. And when the Philistine got ready to go to battle, somebody said, should we take, they were going to go to battle against Israel. And they said, should we take David? And they said, no, we ain't taking David. But when David get out there, he's not going to fight his own people. So we're not going to take him with us. He rejected by his enemies, the Philistines. Mm-hmm. Then when they got back to Ziklag, the city was on fire. They had burned the city, took the wives and children, and they were gone. And guess what happened? David had, I think they said, 600 men or more, valiant men. I think one of them killed so many thousands by himself. How in the world, I don't know, must be supernatural. But then they wanted to kill David. Why? Blaming David for what went on. So his men rejected him. But David stayed true to being what the Bible calls a man after God's own heart.
Yeah.
Because in all the midst of things that's going on, all of this rejection, all this stuff, David wrote the Psalms. And he wrote songs that said, I will thank the Lord. Mm-hmm. I will praise the Lord. Let's look at some of the songs that David wrote. And see how David thought about giving thanks to God. Psalm 69:30. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. If ever somebody had an opportunity to blame God, if ever anybody had an opportunity to be mad with God, because God has said he's going to be king. But it took a long process before that came to pass. But in the midst of all that, David said, I will magnify him, what? With thanksgiving. Psalms 92:1-3. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. On the instruments of 10 strings, on the lute, and on the harp with harmonious sounds. David played the harp. And you know, David praised the Lord. Every circumstance to him was an opportunity to give God praise.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It was an opportunity to give God praise. Psalms 92:2. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with songs.
Mm-hmm.
Who would think anybody could write such songs of thanksgiving in the midst of such adversity? But David did. David did. The one I like most is Psalms 100. And it says it's a song of thanksgiving. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Make a joyful shout. I might can't carry a tune. I remember when I couldn't carry a tune, y'all. I do remember that. I care a little bit more now, but I remember when I couldn't carry a tune. But make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. That means that if you can't carry a tune, that's okay. Make a joyful shout.
Yeah, there we go.
One scripture says, make a joyful noise. If you can't carry a tune, make a joyful noise.
I'll do that.
But praise him. Praise him. When you're in the kitchen washing dishes, praise the Lord.
Yeah,
when you're washing clothes, praise the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Give him thanksgiving. When you're on your job, thank the Lord. They might think you're crazy, but give him thanks and praise him.
Yeah.
When other people think you ought to be down, think you ought not be up, praise God anyway.
Yes.
Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Serve him with gladness. You ever seen the saints serving? They all mad looking like that. But serving what? With gladness. Serving with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. When you're getting ready to spend your time with the Lord, come before him with thanksgiving and praise and singing. Come before him that way. Know that the Lord, he is good.
Yes.
It is he who has made us and what? Not we ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't find anything, if you think you can't find anything, there's a lot of things to praise for. But if you think you can't find anything to praise him for this one thing. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves.
Right.
God created you. He decided for you to be born.
Mm-hmm.
He decided, I want a Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to make me a Tyler. I'm going to create me a Tyler.
Yes.
God decided to bring us into this world.
Yeah.
He decided that. So praise him for that. For we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is what? Good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. Psalms 107. I like the part that every time they get a break in there, it would say this, oh, that men would give thanks. The King James said give praise. But the New King James says, give thanks. Oh, that man would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. God was so good to Israel. But every time God did something good, Israel would forget what God did. And then they would cry out and God would come and bless them and deliver them. Psalm 116:17. I will offer you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. Psalms 147 says, sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sometimes you might get tired of saying it, but sing it. I thank the Lord, I thank the Lord, I thank the Lord, I thank the Lord. So sometimes sing it, sing it, sing it. Sing your thanksgiving unto him. Thanksgiving makes a merry heart. Get ready to close. Thanksgiving makes a merry heart. It makes a merry heart. Proverbs 15:13-15 says this. A merry heart makes a cheerful countenance.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go to the 15th verse. But he who is of a merry heart has a continual feast.
Mm-hmm.
A continual feast. Thanksgiving helps us have a merry heart. And a person with a merry heart have a continual feast.
Mm-hmm.
A feast that never ends. Proverbs 17:22 said, a merry heart does good like a medicine. Does good like a medicine. If you're feeling down and feeling bad and you want to feel good, begin to praise and thank the Lord. Fill your heart with thanksgiving. Begin to just put your focus on the Lord.
Yes.
Think about the goodness of the Lord. And think about all he's done for you and begin to thank God for it.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you thank him, the more your heart will fill up with thanksgiving. The more your heart will fill up with praise.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find yourself what? Having a merry heart.
Yes.
Having a merry heart. You'll find yourself what? Feeling better. Sickness and disease will kind of go away. So have a heart full of thanksgiving. Because what a merry heart does good like medicine.
Amen.
This is going to be the message for today. But a heart of thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Have a heart of thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Have a heart of thanksgiving. And I've just went through the scriptures and told you how to have a heart of thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You just got to thank it.
Yes.
You just got to thank it.
Yes.
You can't quit. You can't give up.
That's right.
You got to do it in every situation.
Yes.
You got to do it whether you feel like it or not.
Yes.
If it's a sacrifice, then sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Sacrifice. Sacrifice. You'll find yourself living in peace instead of turmoil and worry.
Yes.
You'll find yourself full of the Lord. Because I've learned this. If you start thinking and praising God, the room will fill up with his presence.
All right.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
He will fill up with his presence.
Yes. Thank you, God.
He will fill up with his presence.
Yes, Lord.
Right. And he'll be right there with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He'll be right there with you.
Thank you, God.
Let's stand. We're coming up to the end of